We now have a Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes show body language expert on the – look at that.
Boom.
Added him to the stable. Welcome back to the show, Patrick Juanes. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us. Yesterday you told us, all right, here's what I'm looking for. Here's some of the tells, some of the nonverbal cues. You watched the debate last night. What did you see?
Well, there's so many things that we could talk about because it was a 90-minute debate, so I'm going to just choose a few things and touch on some of the things that I said to look for yesterday. One of the first things I said to look for yesterday is that the way they walk on the stage and how they're going to greet each other.
Immediately.
They both walked on confidently. They both went to each other, faced each other, complete with their bodies completely facing each other. Now, here's the question for you, Bruce and Pamela. Who was the first to turn away from the handshake?
I think it was Hillary.
I think it was Hillary. She
Correct.
Her hips rotated.
Yes, yeah.
And what that's telling you is that she's trying to tell everyone, I'm more important. I turn
Ooh.
Away first. Now, there's something else she did. She points to someone in the audience as if, oh, hi, Bruce, as if she's recognizing you so that she comes off warmer, friendlier, and more empathetic. She does this in almost every large-scale public event. She's been very, very well coached.
Yeah.
You had
a
question?
I assume she was probably pointing at Bill, honestly. Or her,
No. She does this all the time.
She does it all the time. Just pointing.
It's a technique, Bruce and Pamela. It's a technique. I would teach you the same thing. I'd say when you get on the stage so that you can come off to be more personable, more intimate, imagine, pretend that you're pointing to someone you know in the audience. She's done it in a stadium. Now, this is not a criticism. It's just she's being coached.
And again, we're talking to body language expert Patrick Juanes. You know, this just reminded me of something. I saw a picture once, and I can't remember if it was President Bush or President Obama, of them getting off Air Force One. You know, they kind of point and do the wave. And somebody turned the camera around, and there was nobody there. But they were doing it because they knew that was the visual
the
people
optics.
Would get is them walking off, and you got to point and wave, even though they were actually pointing and waving at no one.
Right, so that's just the beginning of the debate. Now let me just give you a couple of highlights quickly.
Sure.
After Hillary turns around and says, hello, Donald, Donald puts on his fake smile, smirking, and as if he's sort of saying, I'm going to get you. I'm going to defeat you. That's right after she just says, hello, Donald. Now I'm going to post these screenshots that I'm talking about on my website. For people who want to look at them and say, yes, you're right. Now, there's another interesting one. There's a moment when Hillary is talking and he gives what almost looks like what we refer to as the evil eye. That's when you're looking at someone and you're saying, I'm mad at you, I want something bad to happen to you, or I'm just superior to you. It's more than arrogance. This exists in many cultures, the belief of the evil eye. But there's a point where he actually does that to her. Now, there's another moment, and this is an interesting one. It's towards the end when they're talking about when Donald Trump says, you know, she doesn't have the stamina, she doesn't have the looks, she's not really presidential.
Yeah.
What she does is she turns her body towards him, lifts her head up, looking slightly up, and puts on this big smile, almost a laughter, that again is a suggestion or sign of arrogance. And what she's really trying to do, though, is contain herself, because if someone just said to Pamela, you don't have the looks, you don't have the stamina, you're not going to turn around and smile and have a laugh. You're going to be pretty much mad or annoyed. Then what she does when it comes time for her to respond, she turns her head. She raises her eyebrows but looks down and puts on this expression on her face that says, I'm going to get you. I've got you. I'm going to expose you as being a bad person. And then she proceeds to talk about her claims that Donald Trump is sexist, that he said bad things about women, etc. So these are things that people miss because it's not just her turning around and saying, look, you're wrong. You know, I've seen examples. You're a sexist. She's actually puffing herself up. And she does this a lot, incidentally, too.
He's talking right now to Dr. Patrick Wainis. He is a body language expert and human behavior expert, as well as a celebrity life coach. And he's joining us right now to talk about the debate last night. And Dr. Wainis, we have the split screen. Most cable shows that were running this broadcast last night had the split screen of the two candidates. And at one point in time, I actually turned the volume down and just watched without. Yeah.
Per Dr. Wainis' suggestion.
But just watch it without any sound. And it was interesting to me because Hillary Clinton seemed to have won the body language debate because she kept it focused. She didn't roll her eyes. She didn't make big, wide gestures. That was the other thing that I noticed that you told me about, was the big, wide gestures from Donald Trump, the alpha male kind of gestures. When you were looking at that split screen, what were you seeing?
Well, what I saw was a woman who has had 40 debates of experience and a woman that's been very, very well coached. So that she ensured someone coached her very well. It might have been a whole group of people who said to her, no matter what happens, you must maintain composure. Do not scowl. Do not frown. If anything is negative is said, do not interrupt. Stand there composed with your feet about shoulder width apart. As much as possible, look ahead, make eye contact, don't spend too much time looking down when the other person's talking because it'll look like you're being scolded or you're not sure what you're going to say, and smile as much as you can. Her gestures were very, very well restrained. She didn't overdo it. When she wanted to make a point, she made a point. There is, of course, times when she did get caught out. There is a great moment when Donald Trump is making a very valid point about Syria being left off the hook regarding money. And what she does, and I've got a great screenshot of this, she looks down and she scratches her face. And that's an instant sign that she's either uncomfortable, she's feeling anxious, or she's feeling guilty. And so there's these moments that no matter how well I coach you, you cannot hide what we call leaks. They're leaks because you're leaking out what you're really feeling. It's very hard to hide that.
Dr. Wainis, I want to finish up with a final question because it's something that popped up. There was two little things that we saw Donald Trump doing a lot of. One of his is the sniffling. There was a whole lot of sniffling going on, and he claims it was an overly sensitive microphone. And the other is I saw him reaching for the glass of water, and it didn't, you know, this is me. I don't know if he was reaching for a glass of water because he was thirsty or if he was reaching for a glass of water to distract him from being angry.
Well, there are times that, he sniffled, and there's a couple of times where he sighed. So it was really good that the microphone was very sensitive because there's a moment there when she's talking about his taxes, and he goes, and that's a sigh of frustration. I know you got to go, so I just want to add one more thing.
Yeah.
Something I picked up on.
Yeah.
Often when Donald Trump is lying, he will repeat himself. He did it in the George Stephanopoulos interview when he was saying, I have no relationship with Putin, I have no relationship with Putin. And he did it twice last night in the presidential debate when he was denying ever promoting Iraq, and another time about his taxes. He will repeat himself often when he's lying. And that's a pattern that I've noticed.
Interesting.
Wow. Dr. Wainis, thank you so very much. We sincerely appreciate it.
Thank you.
We are lucky to have him on the stable now. Dr. Patrick Wainis. You can find him on Twitter at behavior_expert.